Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie, and this is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went. What up, guys?
Hello.
Welcome to Off Script.
I'm Allie.
I'm Bree.
And this is a mini-sode. So today,
we're in Forks still.
We are. We literally, you guys, be so proud of us. We have recorded 3 minisodes.
Yeah, and a full episode.
Full episode. We are dedicated to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
just for you.
Yeah, because you know what?
Why am I shuffling these? I don't know.
I don't even know. So, being in Forks, we're staying, as we've said. Well, actually, I don't know if we've said yet. I'm sure we've said we're at the Cullen House.
Hell yeah, we are.
And not only do they have like 30 copies of each DVD of Twilight, and like 5 copies of each book.
It's my life.
But they also have Twilight games.
Yeah, they had the games that I was talking about that I used to have.
Yeah.
And then looking at it, I'm like, damn, I wish I didn't get rid of it. It actually looks fun. But the fact that I had no one to play it with is why I got rid of it.
Right.
So,
but
I want it.
We pulled a different game that's a little smaller, a little easier to.
Yeah, it's a card game. And I was going to have us do just the trivia, but the first one that's not trivia is actually pretty fun on my card. So I think we might just read it and decide what one we're going to do.
Oh, so it's
off of cards.
Wait.
Like, some of them are going to be dumb, like,
but you haven't told me, what's the game? It's called Twilight New Moon Movie Card Game. Oh, well, yeah. Great.
Okay.
Enter
the world of New Moon. Be the first to successfully, collect 8 New Moon cards to win. But I'm not even really going to play like that. I'm just going to ask questions.
Okay. Because I have stuff on the cards.
Yeah. So I'll go first.
You go first.
So the red one is the trivia. The white one is the fun stuff. Okay.
Okay.
I'm doing a fun stuff one, not trivia right now.
A challenge.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you communicate telepathically like a werewolf? Each player secretly selects which living being they would most enjoy caring for. A cactus, a dog, a cat, or fish. Good luck. If you voted with the majority, you complete the challenge.
Okay, so what were the 4 things?
A cactus, a dog, a cat, or a fish. For you, a dog.
Uh-huh. For you, a cat. Was that one of them? Or it was cactus?
Cactus, dog, cat, fish.
Okay, I'm going to go cat.
No.
Cactus.
No.
Fish. What the?
I miss my fish.
You would want to save a fish and keep it better alive.
Which living thing they would most enjoy caring for?
Yeah, you'd more enjoy a fish than a cat or a dog.
I mean, my cats get on my nerves sometimes, man, when they throw up everywhere. Except for Slash has started taking naps with me when I take naps.
No.
And it's the cutest alley. So the first night or the first day that it happened, I had to wake up at 2:30 in the morning for work. And I got home and I was beat. I was like, I need to take a nap before I do anything. So I lay in bed and Slash was like at my feet. He came and put his arm around my arm and laid his head down.
He's so that do like I a teddy bear.
Lay my head on his. And we laid like that for the hour and a half that I slept.
That's so cute.
So I guess cat, but that's just tough because I would want all 3.
Okay. Well, I think the challenges are fun. So this one's kind of like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, can you communicate telepathically like a werewolf? You and a player of your choice both secretly select a human whom Bella has met. You both select the same one. You both complete this challenge.
Mike.
I was going to have a say at the same time.
Oh.
But I was going to say Edward. She's not a human. He's not human. I already failed the question. Okay, next card.
Friends and buddies. Why wasn't I thinking like that?
What?
Mine's to pick a vampire Bill has met. And I was like, well, I don't like any, so I'm going to go with the...
Oh my gosh.
Edward just supersedes all of them. Oh my God, Emmett, too.
Yeah.
Oh, Brie. Okay. Why doesn't Jacob have a choice about being a werewolf?
Because the vampire's back and they're threatening. Because it's his heritage.
Closer. I guess I'll give that one to you. He has the werewolf gene.
It's all the same answer. The Cullens have a wide variety of abilities. Each player secretly selects which Cullen family member's powers they would most like to have. If your answer matches anyone else, you complete this card. Out of all the abilities, so we got...
Okay. Out of the Cullen families.
Well, yeah. But so we got Carlisle is super compassionate.
Uh-huh.
So is Esme.
Uh-huh. Vision.
Vision is Alice.
Beauty.
Beauty, Rosalie.
Strength.
Strength.
Emotion. Telepathy.
And like feelings and thoughts. I already know you're one. Don't you want Edward?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I think I would like to have Jasper's. That's dude, if I could like calm down a 3-year-old temper tantrum.
Yeah, easy.
My life would be set.
Easy. What model car does Jacob say he's rebuilding?
A rabbit.
Good job.
Who said, imagine the situation was in reverse. If you believed you would be destroying Edward's soul, would you do it?
Yes. Who does Jacob say stares at him?
What?
Who does Jacob say stares at him?
In what movie?
New Moon. I don't like the way looks at me.
Edward? Emmett?
Are the vampires in this movie?
At the beginning, my question was just about Carlisle.
When does Jacob interact with them at all in the movie?
Alice. He interacts with Alice at the end.
I don't know. Everything I say from here on out would just give it away.
The other pack? The little push gang?
So who?
Sam?
There you go.
Man, you guys, I'm not doing good. This is unfair, I feel like. Bella rebels against Edward's plea for her to stay safe. Each player select a player who's most rebellious.
Me.
I think so.
Well, despondent in the woods, what does Bella hear and see that scares her?
Like when Edward first leaves her?
Mm-hmm.
What does she see and hear that scares her?
Mm-hmm.
Sam? What is it?
She hears an animal snuffling and sees large dark shape with reflective eyes.
So Sam.
Yeah, but be more specific.
In a dream, Bella sees a canine form bending over whose dead body?
Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Where has Edward been hiding out?
Rachel Dinero. I like messed it up and I was like, I'm just going to try and finish that one. And it didn't work out for me very good. Brazil. How about that? Can I say it like that?
Oh my gosh.
Bella just can't seem to get over Edward leaving.
Hell no.
Okay. We're supposed to write down, but say which emotion is the hardest to hide. Joy, sadness, anger, or confusion?
Hardest to hide?
Mm-hmm.
Probably anger.
Yeah, I would say anger too.
Yeah. What is the primary role of the Volturi?
The rule follower. They kill
the rule breakers.
They kill the rule breakers.
To enforce the vampire law. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. What car does Alice and Bella steal in Italy?
A yellow Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
According to Edward, who celebrated the last real birthday in the Cullen family?
Carlisle? Alice, Rosalie, Emmett.
Jeez, yes.
That's easy. What is the final tally of the Cullens' vote to change Bella?
Sorry, I have to actually like count. Because I got 5-2.
Yes, but they say 5-1. But yes, you're right. They don't count Edward, apparently.
Poor Edward. I know. Which Volturi is disinterested by everything that happens with Edward and Bella?
The blonde one. What? Is disinterested?
Yeah. Caius is way too into it. Caius is the one who wants them.
Oh, is that the blonde kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so the older... That's the one I was...
Oh, Marcus.
Marcus.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just like how that question was worded.
Okay. Who imitates Marlon Brando in A Streetcar Named Desire?
In the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Why do I want to say Mike?
Yep.
Wow. Do not know when that is or Why does Bella risk her safety time again?
For to hear Edward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who is friggin' blind as hell. Crap. Who is depicted in a painting with the Volturi?
Carla.
Yep.
I really hope I can get you to do it again. Where is Edward when he phones Charlie, thinking that Bella is dead?
Oh, I was like, get me to do what? Say telepathy? That doesn't work right there. Dude, this is coming out before that joke, too.
No.
We said it in Eclipse. This is coming out.
No, that was in the minisode last week.
Oh, you're right. It was.
We just recorded it that same night.
You're right. We did.
Okay.
No, Rio de Janeiro.
Way to try and get out of that.
What is Charlie's birthday gift to Bella?
A camera.
Mm-hmm.
What color is Bella's birthday dress?
Blue. Nope, that's her graduation dress.
This is also movie, not book.
I know. No, in the movie, it was blue. Remember? Oh, that was prom.
Remember? I've got an answer right here.
No, it's I said graduation. Blue. In the and not graduation, I meant prom at the end of the last
Movie. That one's blue.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh,
it's like cruel. Green?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Bella and Jacob talk on the phone a lot. Each player say their favorite form of communication: texting, emailing, calling, or writing a letter. It depends what I'm communicating. Like, I love handwritten things.
I was going to say, I think I'm going with letter.
Yeah, I think overall, if I got a letter,
yeah,
that'd be super fun.
Mm-hmm.
If it's, like, something super important, phone call.
Text me. No.
Super important, just text.
I mean, depending on what is super important. I prefer text. I hate phone calls.
Oh, I do too. 100% I prefer text.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's, like, super important, shoot me a phone call.
What promise does Edward ask Bella to keep when he leaves?
To stay safe and make good choices and not be reckless.
Yeah, okay. It took you a while to get there. To not do anything stupid or reckless.
Mm-hmm. Who accidentally tells Edward that Bella is dead?
Dumbass Rosalie.
Mm-hmm.
Bella and Jacob have a running joke about how old they are. They both really are. Each player secretly writes down, we're just going to think it, if they act older or younger than their actual age.
I'm going to say older for me.
I was going to say, I think we're both older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless some naughty innuendo pops up, then you're 10 then years I'm a younger.
Child.
It's true.
That's actually a very good point. I do act like...
All right. What can Jacob smell that Bella can't?
Vampires.
Yeah. In reality, he can freaking smell everything she can't, right?
Yeah. Who said no one can hide like me?
Jacob? Edward? The Volturi? Sam, Bella, Charlie. Who else is there? Anyone in the Cullen house? Victoria. Gosh. According to Jacob, which of his friends might have a crush on Bella?
Quill.
Mm-hmm.
Who in Charlie's hunting party destroys the wolf tracks?
I'm trying to wrap my mind around all the characters. It is quite late. Charlie's hunting destroys... Oh, Harry.
There you go.
Okay. When did Edward first consider provoking the Volturi to kill himself? Into killing him?
Last spring, when we had to fight James, and I thought Bella was dead.
Sure.
What was the answer?
It was when he thought James might have killed Bella.
Oh.
But you went on and said the whole
quoted the line. I'm going with the challenge on this one. Bella gets lost in the woods with alarming frequency. Which of you has no inner compass?
Me.
I was gonna say, we both suck.
Dude, at least, like, I'm sure when you're driving, you can, like...
No.
You do what I do, too?
Oh.
I'm so bad.
If I have the directions up, I will follow them. I cannot.
No, I miss a turn every time I do them. Doesn't matter.
Didn't I tell you when I was in LA and I went to go get coffee from, like, the hotel we were at, literally two blocks down the road?
Mm-mm.
Thank God I had someone with me, because we go get coffee. We go to leave. We turn. I think we're turning the way that we came. So then I'm like, okay, we have to go this way. The person with me was like, no, that's definitely the opposite way of the hotel. And I was like, no, I promise you, this is the way of the hotel. She's like, no, I don't think it is. And I was like, you know how I get. I was like, no, it is. So we start going. But then I was like, I don't remember seeing any of this. Maybe I should. And I pulled it up. Sure enough, we're going the complete opposite. So I think in the car, you, in real life, me.
I'll take it, I guess. What special powers do the werewolves have?
Telepathy?
Yeah. They can hear each other's thoughts.
I was like, what in the hell are they asking for?
I'm like, that's kind of pushing it.
Yeah. Who is killing the hikers on the trails?
Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Who warns Edward and Alice to follow through on their promise to the Volturi?
I'm sorry, what? I was reading my card.
Who warns Edward and Alice to follow through on their promise to the Volturi? That's kind of a weirded question. Weirded worded question.
I feel like it's Jane.
No.
Oh, Caius.
Yeah.
Who thinks Edward's willingness to die is pathetic and disgraceful?
Yes. Oh, I thought you were asking if which of us thinks that. Well, yes, it is.
The answer, Allie.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Oh my gosh. Dude, I don't even know now. I just think me. Jacob. Disgraceful? One of the Volturi?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Arrow.
No. Arrow wants him.
I know, that's why he would think that dying is disgraceful.
No.
Caius.
There you go.
Okay. It's always Caius.
Mm-hmm. Dumb Caius.
Okay, I'm not going to do this challenge, but I think it starts off funny. Mike is an athlete. A fun guy to be with. What's the whole thing? Each player secretly write down a player that is the best at playing sports.
Oh, me.
Well. Yes. Okay. Who broke off Jessica and Mike's relationship?
Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew.
Me. I almost got one wrong.
I know. According to Jacob, who do the werewolves continually chase toward the Canadian border?
Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Quileute wolves can be terrifying to a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Each player secretly chooses which animal is the scariest. A black bear, tiger, or spider, or wolf.
Thank God I put mine in there. I was like, oh, they're giving me options. I have to think about it. Nope.
Spider.
Yep.
Yep.
That's for you too?
Yeah. Which is like...
Or should we do cocaine bear?
Which is kind of funny that like spiders wrapped into that.
Yeah.
A freaking... Like I could just imagine them all lined up, right? A black bear, a tiger,
a
wolf, and a little spider. But like...
We keep me away from the damn spider.
Bella is trusted with two incredible secrets, Edward and Jacob's. Each player write down how long they can hold a secret. Well, it depends on the severity of the secret.
Yeah.
And it depends who I'm not allowed to tell.
Exactly. Usually my closest friends know.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God.
So not great. I'm not a great secret keeper. Unless someone specifically says, tell no one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I do that. But if they don't tell me that, if they just everyone say it's knows. A secret, I'm like, hey, guess what?
Let me tell you something.
It's horrible. I know.
What is different about Jacob's appearance after Bella sees the wolves?
He has a tattoo and his hair is cut.
Mm-hmm.
And he's shirtless.
I mean, yeah. But
in one of Bella's nightmares, who morphs into Jacob?
Edward.
Who morphs into Jacob? When? I mean, I know what nightmare. She only has one freaking nightmare in the movie, but...
I think that's a book question. Because that happens in the book.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're throwing book questions in here
mm-hmm.
on us?
Mm-hmm. Why does Edward envy Romeo in Romeo and Juliet?
Because Romeo can die.
Mm-hmm.
In which arm do the werewolves wear their tattoos?
I think it's their right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to guess yours. The challenge is each player secretly writes down how many movies they watched on TV last week.
Last a week?
Mm-hmm.
Movies, not shows?
Mm-hmm.
You're like...
I'm not doing that.
I know, but I want to know. You're like seven. I'm going to give one a week. One a day, I mean.
Oh, you have way too much faith in me.
Oh. Dang.
I think, on TV too. Not even the movie theaters. That's a zero.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Girl, my horror is broken. I almost read you the answers to that instead of the question. We're playing Jeopardy.
Yes.
What law is regularly enforced in the vampire world?
Not to tell the people. Who said it'll be a relief not to want to kill you?
My guy.
Who?
Edward.
Nope. Can't believe you got that wrong.
Oh my God, it's Jasper. Yes.
It was like your guy. What?
Like, that is not your guy. Didn't I tell you?
This was like possibly hard. I wouldn't get this one.
Oh, great.
What Italian artist painted the Volturi portrait hanging in Carlisle's room?
I know Picasso is an Italian artist.
Yeah, I don't know.
Francesco Solimena.
It's not even a famous one. My gosh. I mean, I'm sure he is, but...
Bella's risky behavior forces Charlie to ground her. Each player secretly chooses which punishment was the worst.
This must mean growing up.
No TV, no going outside to play, or no allowance.
I never had an allowance.
I didn't either.
I think when I was a kid, it would have been TV.
I think so too.
Which is dumb because it should have been the going out.
It really should have. But I didn't live close enough to like walk to my friend's house.
Yeah.
So it's like going out to play would be like into the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Which I mean, it still should have been. Yes.
The challenge on this one is secretly write down your favorite colon.
Cannot do that card. What is Belle's response to Emily's greeting? So you're the vampire girl.
So you're the werewolf. Wait, Bella's response?
Mm-hmm.
So you're the werewolf girl.
Get rid of that were and you're right. So you're the
wolf. I'll say the werewolf girl. Yeah. Oh, that's actually sad. I don't know if I want to do that.
Do it.
Okay. Bella's worst fear comes true when Edward leaves her. Each player secretly chooses which of these fears is their worst. Being alone forever, losing a loved one, being poor, or dying.
I don't want to do this.
I said I didn't want to. You told me to.
Let's do the trivia.
Okay. What does Arrow see when he touches Alice?
Bella has a vampire.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul and Jacob fight, but only because they can't hurt each other. Each player secretly writes down which player they think is most likely to be injured playing sports.
Me.
Yep.
Who's the last Quileute to change into a werewolf?
Oh. Oh, from the new Moon movie.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob.
Nope.
Are they going Embry?
Nope.
Quill?
Yep. Remember, Embry got changed beforehand.
Duh. Yeah. But Quill didn't until Eclipse.
You're right, he didn't.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said Jacob.
Then if you go with that, shouldn't it be like Leah?
And Seth? Oh, yeah. It should be Seth.
And they got it wrong.
Yep. How dare they. Why does Edward want to die?
Because Belle is dead. Or he thinks she is, at least.
Yep.
Who is with Charlie when Bella tells him she's seeing wolves?
Harry.
Yep.
According to Carlisle, how is he able to resist the temptation of human blood?
Practice. Years and years of practice.
There you go.
Yeah, you'll like this one. I'm just going to say, you can get it right away, but... Okay, well, here's the challenge. Bella always has a book on her nightstand. Each player secretly chooses the player who reads the most. Who could that be?
You.
Okay, so the trivia is, who said, "The hell you will. I'm not missing another fight." You don't know?
Is it Emmett?
Yes.
Okay.
Goodness.
I was trying to figure out when.
I mean, I don't know, but
I remember. That's a book question.
There we go. Got some book ones in here too.
I do like that one. What is Emmett's birthday gift to Bella?
Emmett's?
Yeah.
The car
there you
stereo.
Go.
Who helps Charlie search for Bella after she runs off in the woods?
Sam.
Nope.
What? Who helps Charlie?
Mm-hmm. Sam finds her.
Oh. Movie?
I don't know. Yeah, movie. Yeah, actually.
Jacob, Billy, Harry.
Yep.
Edward says the Volturi are like what in the vampire world?
Royalty.
Good.
How many years does Edward want Bella to wait before changing into a vampire?
Is it going to be 5 or 2 or 1?
Which one?
5.
Yes.
Okay. Can you communicate telepathically? Why did I feel like I said that like how you just...
You didn't.
Okay.
I still screwed it up.
I'm like, hold on, did I screw it up?
No.
Secretly select your favorite friend of Bella's.
Angela.
Mm-hmm.
How does Bella pay for the motorcycle restorations?
She uses Jacob. They're doing book. With her college fund.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be used as Jacob too until I read the answer. I was like, oh.
Movie, I was like, she doesn't.
Right.
So it's got to be Jacob. And then I was like, oh, they're going book. What does Rosalie say is the reason for voting no to change Bella?
Because she wishes someone told her no. Or could vote no for her. Because she wants a baby.
I mean, she says that, but that's not the answer they're looking for. What does she say before that? I'm sorry, but...
No.
No. This isn't a life I would have chosen for myself.
Because she wishes someone would say no. Being too picky. Who said, I wish there had been someone... Okay. Someone there to vote no for me.
This is why they wanted... That would be Rosalie.
I did not read that card before I answered your question.
It's because I would have known it anyway.
Well, I know that, but I just thought it was funny.
What does Edward plan to do to provoke the Volturi and end his life?
Be all shiny in public. The Volturi live in what country?
Italy.
Italy.
Who call themselves the protectors?
The wolves. Why can't Jacob protect Bella from vampires while Alice is at Bella's home?
Because it means the treaty is intact. I can't go against the treaty. Who picked out Bella's birthday present from Rosalie?
Alice?
Mm-hmm.
What animal appears on Bella's dream, in Bella's dream, pacing in the corner of her bedroom?
A wolf?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's definitely a book question. I'm like, what? while the English class watches Romeo and Juliet, what is Mike doing?
What is Mike doing? Making fun of it?
You weren't paying attention to him. He's falling asleep.
Oh, that's right. Bella is how many years older than Jacob?
2?
Yep.
Sweet. That was a guess. Actually, that would be fun to answer. When Jacob changes into his wolf form, his fur is his... Whoa, there's a typo here. Is his... Now I have to restart this.
Okay.
When Jacob changes into his wolf form, his fur is a beautiful russet brown. Each player secretly writes down what color fur they would want to have if they were a werewolf.
I would also want brown fur.
Oh.
But I think I'd want... like more of a darker brown, even though white is really, really pretty. You would want a husky color. Yep, <that's laughs>
just I was like, I would want to look like Balto husky. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which Cullen casts a reluctant yes vote to change Bella?
Reluctant? Wouldn't that be Jasper?
Nope.
What?
Not according to this.
Carlisle?
Yep.
It's not a reluctant, only, oh my gosh. According to Edward, why must the Cullens leave Forks?
They just have to.
No.
Why?
Because Carlisle is looking too young for his age.
Oh, that's right. All these details. I'm horrible at trivia games. Who answers the phone when Edward calls Charlie?
Stupid Jacob.
Well...
Edward says the Volturi have a great respect for what three things?
Laws.
And? Three things. You said one.
I know. I'm thinking.
Okay. I'm just helping you out.
Vampires.
No. Still two.
The Volturi have respect for three things?
Uh-huh.
Laws.
Vampires.
Getting their own way. What? I don't know.
The arts and sciences.
Oh, gosh. You're right. Okay. In trying to tell Bella what he is, what does Jacob ask her to remember?
The Quaalude legend.
That's it.
We did it.
We did all those cards.
I know. I'm surprised.
I know.
I didn't think we were going to do them all.
Kind of fun.
That was a blast.
I learned that even though I just did this podcast... I know nothing of Twilight.
And I can quote it to
yes,
you.
Yes, you can.
Stick around, guys, for my favorite book.
Eclipse.
Yeah.
And then our mini-sode next week.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what it'll be. We didn't. That is not one of the
that
ones we recorded.
That is not a pre-recorded one. No.
Yeah, so that one will also
that's
be a
coming
surprise.
At you live.
Exactly.
As Allie always.
Yes. All right, you guys. Okay, bye.
Thanks for sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you subscribed, rate, and reviewed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast. See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.